much for being here. We welcome all of you. Mrs. Zander is here. She'll be in here in just one moment. But my name is Dawn Ramsey. I have the privilege of serving as mayor of the city of South Jordan with this outstanding city council seated up here next to me and our excellent administrative staff. We see a lot of our department heads and our administration team right here. We welcome all of you. Thank you so much for being here. This is the city council meeting and the redevelopment agency meeting for the city of South Jordan. Today is Tuesday, June 3rd, 2025. And we are going to open tonight's meeting with an invocation by Councilmember Patrick Harris.
Our dear Heavenly Father, we're thankful that we have the opportunity to gather together with the residents of our city at this city council meeting in South Jordan. We're thankful for all the youth that are here. Please bless them in their lives as they get ready for the summer and all the things that they're going to be engaged in. We're thankful for their parents, and please bless them as well. We're thankful for all the residents of our city and this blessed land that we live in. We're thankful for our police officers, firefighters, and everyone else who serves our city. Please bless this council at this point in time that we'll be able to make the best decisions on behalf of this city. And we say this humbly in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. Thank you. As always, if anyone is ever interested in giving an invocation in our council meeting, whether you want to give any type of a prayer or a poem or a thought or a reading or whatever you'd like to do, you're invited to contact the city recorder and let her know. We'd love to have you. Okay, we're going to now have our Pledge of Allegiance, which will be led by our Director of Public Works, Mr. Raymond Garrison.
Will the audience please rise and join me in the Pledge of Allegiance?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
You may be seated. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Garrison. We are going to excuse Mr. McGuire, Councilmember Jason McGuire. He never misses, but it is a very special birthday at their house tonight, and he's where he should be. So we wish his family the best, and we are going to excuse him tonight. I have been asked if we can make a motion to amend the agenda to move our youth council report and our oath of office ceremony for our youth council. We're so happy to have all of you here up and make those item D1 and D2. Because the Anticast is running slightly late and they want to be item D3. So they need a little bit of time to get over here and be ready to give us a preview of the city's musical that opens next week. So with that, can I get a motion to amend to move the Anticast theater preview to make that D3 and move up the Youth Council end of year report and oath of office as D1 and D2?
Madam Mayor, I'll move that we amend the agenda accordingly.
Thank you. Motion by Mr. Harris. Is there a second?
Second.
Thank you, Mrs. Johnson. Any discussion to this motion? Okay, seeing none, all in favor, please say aye.
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 Any opposed? All right. Well, that means we're here for the part that most of you are here for, and we're really happy to have you here. We have our Youth Council City Mayor, Miley Wong, here, who's going to present the end of the year report for this year's Youth Council, and we'll invite you to come on up to the microphone and take it away.
All right, good evening. I'm Miley Wong, and this is my third year on Youth Council, and I've been honored being the mayor because this has been my favorite thing I've been involved in lately, and this is actually my favorite year, so I'm excited to talk about it. And for those who don't really know what Youth Council is, we are a group of 9th through 12th graders who are interested in learning more about the government and serving our community. And it's really special because we get all sorts of cool, like, lessons from the government and service and teamwork opportunities, so... So last year, are there the slides? Does anyone know if the presentation's here? Perfect, thank you. Can you go to the second slide?
I'm gonna take your picture because I have the best vantage point and anybody who wants it will have a good picture. Okay, there you go.
Thank you. All right, can we go to the next slide, please? Perfect. So this year there were 43 members and we had 15 meetings and activities throughout the year. So that's like the meetings with the city council and then like things like local official day that was talked about. And throughout with all of us, we did 549 total volunteer hours, which is pretty amazing. And if we could go to the next one. Perfect. So we're about to have the swearing in. And this was our swearing in last year, actually, so you can see everyone standing to take the oath and signing their documents. So it's pretty cool because you pledged to serve the city and to represent it well, which is a cool commitment to make at this age and to learn how to commit in the future. And if we could move on again. Perfect. So throughout the year, we get to, like, about once a month, we learn from a city employee about their branch and what they do, which is pretty amazing. And it's cool because we get to gain deeper knowledge of how, like, the city works, which is deeper level than most people know, especially at our age. So this is one of our meetings, and it was Don Tingey, who is our strategic specialist director for the city. And it was cool because we learned about, like, how the city manages its budget. And he went, like, in depth, and he helped draw diagrams to help us understand because pictures are good. And there was a lot of complexities that were super fascinating to learn about. And if we could go on to the next one, please. Perfect. And then Councilwoman Johnson was really involved with us this year. She made a big effort to introduce herself and include us and attend all the meetings. And she came and gave us a meeting, and it was actually my favorite one, I think, that we had this year. Because learning from a current city council member is really a special opportunity. And as she taught, she opened it up to questions, and that was the most engaged I've seen youth council all year, I think, because they, like, asked questions about things they'd seen, like, in their neighborhoods and their own lives and how the city would respond, which was super, super cool. And then we also broke into groups to propose, like, an activity that the whole city could do for, like, along the Jordan River. And there were some really good ideas, and there were some kind of outrageous ones, but all of it was fun, and the youth council bonded and laughed. And as we worked through all the ideas, no matter how crazy or far off they seemed, it was cool to see the different problem solving you could take to make any idea, like, achievable. And then if we could go on to the next, perfect. So Local Officials Day is one of the coolest activities, I think. It's one of the most memorable, and students have to make a very deliberate attempt to attend because it is during the school day. And this year, those who went had a good time. And the city's Facebook post read, our South Jordan City Council and Youth Council members joined councils from across the state for an inspiring day at the Capitol. They had the incredible opportunity to meet with state lawmakers, learn about the legislative process, and advocate for South Jordan. We're so proud of our Youth Council for stepping up and making their voices heard. So it's pretty cool to hear about the impact you have later just by showing up and the things you get to learn. And it's also cool because you get to tour the Capitol and see state leaders that you don't normally otherwise see. And there is a very nice banquet, which is a fun thing to attend with the city council members. And then if we could go to the next one. And then another big thing that we do is the USU Leadership Conference. So this was my first year attending, and I really enjoyed it, actually. So you go up and you spend a couple nights and a couple days, and it's with youth councils from all across the state, which I actually had no idea. So it's all people your age who are interested in the same things you are. And it's learning about the government. And there was a banquet with city council members, and Councilwoman Johnson came up again. And our city actually started a trend that day because we decided dessert first, which was super cool to see everyone join us in that. And there were keynote speakers. So there were people who had all sorts of stories who shared with us, like advice for life. There were workshops we attended, so there was a lot about resilience and, like, working with others and emotional health. And then there was council bonding time, so one of my favorite things was a scavenger hunt where we ran throughout the campus to try and beat the other teams, and that was just a good memory. And then there was also a dance, so it's not all just working and stuff. They do work in fun, so that was a lot of fun. We could go on again. Perfect. And then these are pictures through it. So the top left, we had to make a sign, and that was us after, I think, the closing meeting. And then the one on the top right is they had a sports night, so we walked through the snow to play sports with the other youth councils. And in the middle is us at the banquet all dressed up after, I think it was before we ate. And then we were exploring the campus in the bottom left. And then on the bottom right, that was one of our scavenger hunt pictures. So, and if we could go on again, perfect. And volunteering is one of my very favorite parts about this program. So this year, there were a bunch of senior citizen events people volunteered at, things like the Veterans Day breakfast, the Father's Day breakfast, sock hop. So the bottom corner and the top two are youth council members at those. And then Summerfest is always fun. You get to help out the entire community, meet people you never thought you would, and be super involved in one of the big events. And then Light the Night is that bottom picture. And that's super fun because Santa's there, it's Christmas time, everyone's merry, and you get to, even though it's cold, you get to see people smile and really feel that. And then the Spring Spectacular is also fun. You help with the Easter egg hunt. and Art in the Park. That was the first time this event was held this year, and it was fun to be there and kind of help the city work through that. And the Gale Center is good because it's our history, and we get to also volunteer there. So it's super cool. And if we could move on again. Perfect. And then Youth Council, like I said, is not all just work and learning. We do get to have fun and get to know each other. So that's also so fun. So we started out the year with Fat Cats, which I didn't get a picture of, but it's a great way to like get to know each other, interact, learn how to meet new people, and you also get to bowl and enjoy pizza and arcades. So it's fun for teenagers. It's good skills for moving on in life. And then we have a holiday party, and we actually did a service project where we got to write cards to people who are meaningful in our life. So it was an impact for us. And then we had a white elephant where people could bring all sorts of gifts and exchange them, which was a lot of fun. And people got really involved in that. And then the last picture is, sorry, if we go back real quick. Perfect. Is we have a paint night. So we get to express our talents and explore new skills because a lot of us have never done the painting before. And so the far left and the far right pictures are us exploring that, which was a lot of fun as well. Okay, and if we can move on one more time. So then Youth Council loves everything that they do, but there was just a couple things that they said because they want to be involved in making a difference in the future too. So these are some things they would implement moving forward. So, and if we can move on again. Perfect. And I just want to say thank you to Emily Stevens, who puts in so much work for us, and to the whole city for this great year and every opportunity we have. So thank you.
Thank you so much. Okay, we don't usually clap in here, but we're going to. So I don't know how many of you are even aware of this, but South Jordan's Youth Council was run by volunteers for the longest time. And eventually people's kids age out and then age way, way, way out. And they are ready to do other things with their time. And when we reached the point where we didn't have any volunteers to help run the Youth Council in concert with the city, but it was run by volunteers, we had a decision to make a few years ago. Are we going to keep our Youth Council, or what's it going to look like? And if it's going to keep going, we're going to have to bring it officially as a city program under the city's umbrella. And that means we're going to have staff time, and we're going to have a council liaison, and we're going to, you know, how are we going to do this? Like, are we going to do it like our other city programs, or what are we going to do? And we made the right choice. I think we made the right choice. We were not going to give up the Youth Council because we have such amazing young people in the city, and they do so much. You saw barely a glimpse of everywhere they go and everything they do. I've had the chance to go to that leadership conference at Utah State with our Youth Council several times, and it's such a good opportunity. So all of you who are here who maybe haven't participated or have before, and there's more options for you to enjoy, I hope you take advantage of it because this is an important program to us. Because of young people that are so great. You guys are our leaders today, and you will be our leaders tomorrow. So thank you for being willing to step up and serve on the Youth Council. Thanks for that excellent presentation and for all of your service this year. I'm gonna ask that all of us that represent the city of South Jordan, this is way outside the box in this chamber, I'm gonna ask for us to give a round of applause and appreciation to our Youth Council members because you guys are everywhere and you've done so much for us. Thank you. Okay, now we're gonna have some more. Is anybody in here graduating tomorrow? Who's graduating tomorrow? You are, okay. Okay, well, we'll see you there. And I know this is a tender night, the night before graduation. You guys have a lot going on. Thank you for all of your service to the city. Okay, we're now gonna turn to our city recorder and invite her to perform the oath of office ceremony for our new Youth Council.
Anyone who is incoming this year, I'll have you come up. I'll have you face your parents so that they can see your faces and get photos while we swear you guys in. So anyone incoming that you guys signed your oath of office with, Emily, come on up.
Rachel.
After they're done and you take their picture, we want to come down and do one too with the new and the outgoing. Let's just bring them all together. Okay, thanks.
You're trapped. And then repeat after me. I state your name.
I
do solemnly affirm.
That
while I serve as a member of the South Jordan Youth City Council, I will uphold the laws of the City of South Jordan.
I will uphold the laws of the City of South Jordan.
Act as an ambassador for the city at all times. And willing participate in Youth City Council sessions, trainings. Projects and acts of service.
Projects and acts of service.
I will fully recognize that as a member of the Youth City Council.
I will fully recognize that as a member of the Youth City Council.
I will serve as an example to all.
I will serve as an example to all.
Including future Youth City Council candidates.
Including future Youth City Council candidates.
I therefore pledge to serve with care.
I therefore pledge to serve with care.
And concern.
And concern
for the reputation of the City of South Jordan,
for the reputation of the City of South Jordan,
the City Council,
the City Council,
and its advisors.
And its advisors.
Hey, congratulations.
Take a big team photo, but you guys are gonna have to get way closer together and act like you like each other because it's a lot of space. So she's really covered. Come in close.
I
thought
you
I hear swap. Okay.
So we're gonna do one of these. Okay. All right, 3, 2, 1.
I don't think we're supposed to take the paper up.
Yeah,
I need it. She messed up a couple times.
Okay, hey, before everybody leaves, I'm just going to give you a shout-out. Watch your mailbox, because tomorrow you'll be getting your Summerfest booklet. SoJo Summerfest kicks off tonight. Yes, we are here, and not at the float preview party, because that's just how it had to be scheduled. But right now, the float preview party is out at Highland Park. We have the Mulligans mashup, what's it called, the bash, tomorrow night.
Yeah.
And the parade is Saturday. We got the carnival and the parade and the festival Friday and Saturday. Lots of stuff. Check your mailbox tomorrow. Okay, I need someone to confirm with me that the Annie cast is here, because I have not seen any of them yet.
They are. She just said something.
Oh, good. Okay, great.
They just can't get in.
Okay. Well, if anybody wants to get a preview of our city's musical, stick around for a minute. Okay, well, we are really excited about this, and we have a preview of our Annie cast. For those who may not be aware, the City of South Jordan and our Arts Council are excited to put on Annie, the musical Annie, and that is coming right up. We cannot wait, and every year we appreciate getting a little sneak peek here at our meeting, getting a little preview before the production starts. I'm really excited about this because these are people I love, and I can't wait to see them and have them come in and perform for us. So we're going to turn right now to Janelle Payne, who's our Director of Recreation, and then we'll have her turn it over to Karen Tucker and let you take it away.
I can stay here so you can start filling in or coming on up if you'd like. I just wanted to really give a shout out to Karen and Sandbox Theater and also Tiffany Parker, our arts program coordinator. They're both amazing to work with. The partnership with Sandbox has been fantastic and continues. Are there tickets still available? Are we sold out? There's tickets still available. All right, and the dates of the shows are June 13th, 14th, 16th, 19th, 20th, and 21st. So there's 7 p.m. shows each night and 2 p.m. matinees on Saturday. So with that, can turn it over to Karen.
We've got the cutest short ones in the world, and I'm going to turn it over to this sweet little thing.
Hi, thank you so much for letting us be here. I'm Annie, and some of my orphan friends are going to be performing for you. And our show is opening a week from Friday, so we would really love it if you guys could come. But here's a little sneak peek of what we'll be doing. The sun will come out tomorrow. Bet your bottom dollar that tomorrow there'll be sun. Just thinking about tomorrow clears away the cobwebs and the sorrow till there's none.
Bunch of orphans I've ever seen. Okay, Kelly, before you push play, would it be better if we went down there and they turned around so we could see them better without this in the way? Is that okay?
Yes.
Are you guys okay if we come down and watch you facing that way instead?
Stand up, but
this is so in the way.
Yeah, you'll miss stuff.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I have to tell you, I'm always grateful for the opportunity that we have to do the work of the city. And sometimes it's hard. And always it's fun. Not always that fun. This is a good night. This is really fun. To have the youth council here and to have them come and perform is a highlight that we look forward to.
Just a quick personal moment. One of the best things I've got to do this entire year was call the fire chief and say, "Chief, can I send some orphans over to scrub the floors at the fire station?"
I saw those pictures.
Part of their training was to actually go over and scrub some floors. And I don't get to do that very often.
And part of their looks like, "What, are you kidding me?" I don't think those were all fake either. They're cleaning the floor going, "We're doing this? We actually have to clean the floor?" No, that's so good.
They were treated to some real cold porridge, though, for their efforts.
It's awesome. That is such a talented group. They are young. It's good. The whole show is going to be really good.
It's fun.
It's a great cast. It'll be good. Okay. We are extra lucky tonight. This really is just more fun than it usually is because we're very happy to have our friends from the South Valley Chamber here. We're looking forward to having this annual update from the South Valley Chamber of Commerce. We've got the president and CEO, Jay Francis, here, and we'll let him introduce the rest of his team and take it away.
To say I have 3 minutes. I like that. I get to follow that. That's
right.
And I'm not going to sing and dance. I promise. No, no.
Would you like to? We know people.
Some of you, yes, I would like to. If a genie popped out of the bottle, I would use one of those wishes to be able to stand on stage and just belt it out. Yeah, I would love to do that. But and with me tonight is Jamie Jensen, our managing director. They always send somebody to make sure that I don't overcommit and underdeliver. So I'm used to overcommitting and giving things away. So they send somebody to shepherd me. I guess I can use this thing, right? So here we are, 6 months into 2025, and I'm giving my 2024 report. That says something about our schedule for 2025 so far and your calendar that was not easy to get on as well. But thank you for welcoming me. Maybe. Perfect. Okay. So everything we do, we do around these four, thank you so much, principles: connect, educate, advocate, and grow. As we plan our events, we plan our parties, we plan the education initiatives, we want to at least meet three of these, if not all of these. When somebody leaves one of our events, we want them to say, "I met someone, I learned something, I'm better because I went." And we want our lunches, we work hard to have somebody come to present or a panel and be able to make sure that they've left because, when I first started, I won't even get into it, that takes too much time, but we wanted our lunches and our events to be meaningful. People are going to take time away from their business or from their family or from other things, and they need to make sure that when they attend one of our events, they're pleased that they went. I'm going to start with our women in business. In 2024, we held 10 women in business events, including our Christmas soiree. But you can see the list of just a few of the ones that we held in 2024 with First Lady Cox, Jeanette Bennett, Sierra Clayson, Holly Kirby, and we also hosted a wonderful nonprofit panel. Probably for me, the thing that warms my heart about our women in business is our Junior WIB program, where we, this last year, we had 21 high school girls associate with our women in business. They had mentors, they did a service project, they came to the lunches, and they were able to really get engaged. And then just, sort of skipping into 2025, just a few weeks ago in April, we graduated them. We graduated 25 more, and I know that Councilman McGuire's daughter was one of them this year.
It's her 18th birthday. She was selected today. That's why he's not here.
Without anybody knowing. And then I know Councilman Johnson was there at our graduation as well. And it's just one of those events you go away saying, this was a good thing. I had several parents tell me, both last year and this year, thank you. My daughter got a lot more than the $1,000 scholarship we gave them. And I even had one father tell me, I told my daughter not to do this because it's too much time and you're only going to get $1,000. Honey, you can do better with your time. He said I was wrong. Our Business Institute is something that we really are pleased about. And these are our four pillars of our institute, and I'll just jump through them. Our Business Accelerator, we had two cohorts last year for a total of 26 participants. We call it our mini MBA, and President Randall at the U says, Jay, I'll let you do that, but don't tell anybody. But it really is, by the time they go through this, they really are, they're ready to take theirs. And by the time they get to that 10th week, they have already made changes and they're already doing better. They've figured out how to hire. And that's one of the, you know, with some of these small businesses, they're really busy and they're doing well, but they're afraid to move and afraid to make some. And Ralph has been a great mentor to him. He's a wonderful instructor. So last year we had 26. We have our Leadership South Valley, which is just something I wish that had been in, that I was aware of in my mid-career. And that's a 10-month program, the first Thursday of every month. We take July off. This year, I keep blending 24 and 25 because we're so far into 25. But last year, we on healthcare, tourism, government legislation, housing and transportation, sports and entertainment, economic development, and more. Those are the themes of a day, and they get to hear from the leaders in those industries. And I know that I'm going to forget his name this year. Is your director from Mulligan's is in our leadership program, and. Just a few weeks ago, we got to go to the prison, and then we went to the armory. And we will be going here in a few months. We'll be going to the practice facility for the Jazz, and then Hale Center Theater. We spent a day at the Capitol and had legislators come talk to us. So they're getting firsthand kind of experiences and behind the scenes stuff, if you will. We took them to the a nursing facility where they're teaching nurses, and they got to see how. Mannequins, I was going to call them dummies, but they're mannequins, and how the nurses learn to practice on the mannequins, and there's one that gives birth. That was amazing. And then our business boot camps, something we do every other month, and the topics of those are focused for small business, to give them tools and resources that I took for granted for 36 years because I had an HR person and I had an IT director and we had marketing and we had our own CFO. They need all those tools. They just can't hire them all. And so we're bringing some tools to them. In a couple of weeks, we're going to have one on AI. And she's going to send them away with their own AI plan and platform, and they'll be able to manage the customers, market, and be able to promote their business in after she spends an hour and a half with them. And so I'm really excited about what boot camp is doing for it. We've turned them into more workshops rather than lectures. Everyday Entrepreneur is something we started 3 years ago. This gives those who are thinking they'd like to be in business an opportunity to sit down. We partner with Salt Lake Community College and the Mill, and because they already had a program and we were looking to do it, and instead of reinventing the wheel, they were already doing something that is amazing. And there's two successes out of this. We see some launch and they start their business and they do well. The other success is maybe by week 5 or 6, they call time out and they say, I'm not ready to launch. And for me, that's a success because they could have gone, a very entrepreneurial spirit, like somebody else I know in his youth, and spent thousands of dollars to do something, and they're not ready. And so for $600, we've saved them thousands of dollars and taught them what to do, and then they come back. And so I'm really excited that Alta Bank has stepped up to help us put this on with the Mill. Our Let's Do Lunch, we hosted four of those in 2024. We alternate those with Meet the Members. We had Jim Olson, the Lieutenant Governor. The Bees gave a presentation. This was a year ago, before this, before they were even in the stadium. And then Scott Anderson spoke to us, a sellout crowd for our. Again, you can see when I say, you know, we want them to go away after, and learn something and meet someone, that alone, would pay for more than their chamber membership. Meet the member is we do that the other months, and this has become wildly successful where the members come. It's a lunch, but the presentations are them. And so 12 to 15 of our members get to give a pitch of who they are, what they do, where they're, and they get to hand out samples if they want to. When this was first presented to me, I'm going to be honest, I said, really? And it's been wildly successful. Fortunately, we hold it in the meeting room right next to our office because they don't want to leave, and they stay. And so we just go into our office and go back to work. And then after they leave, we go in and clean up. But it's really successful, and it's fun to see them. And they get to, it's kind of, I remember my mom and dad were part of a group called Bring and Brag one time. This is kind of what, they get to bring their wares, and they get to brag for a few minutes. Chamber 101 is Dana and our staff, she kind of, it's teaching them how to get the most out of their chamber membership. They'll walk them through our chamber platform, how they can connect with other members, how they can promote themselves through our chamber platform, and then how to connect at our events. Because if they're just going to register as a member, and not do anything, then they're not getting, they might as well stick that dollar underneath their mattress because that's about the return they'll get. And so we're really reaching out and teaching them to re-engage. And retention and renewal has been our focus for 2025. And I'm pleased to say that we're exceeding the goals that the board and the executive committee gave us for 2025. Our Connect After Hours is also something that's been very, very successful. In 2024, we held at Kona Grill, Boondocks, Alpha Warranty, right down the street, and at 8 Settlers, and then at Real. And it's become so popular that they asked permission if they could start doing it every month rather than every other month. And I put them on a diet, slow walk, because I had a really bad experience with what was called business after hours many, many years ago. But they're doing a great job. And they just want a place to connect and be able to be with each other. And the host, we were really careful about the venues, but they have fun. And they've said, look, we don't want a business presentation. Jay, you can come, but we don't want you to teach us anything. Just come and meet with us. So it's been really, really fun. We hold executive forums and in the knows when it's topical, usually always one after the legislative session. And then if there are some kind of hot topics, we host those. And last year we held one after the legislative session. We held a panel to teach our members, and even we invited citizens to come learn how to connect with their legislators, their local government, and their federal delegation. The panel was amazing. And the picture on the right is just representative. There was something hot going on with the point, and so we put together I think it was an in the know where they could kind of explain to everybody. This year we've held a couple already on tariff taxes. Just go figure that. But we were able to put something together with Representative Kennedy, then we put another one together with World Trade Center and somebody that they brought in. But we were able to partner, and it was just for South Valley Chamber and then all businesses. We didn't limit it to just our members. Our committees, and we've talked about Women in Business Committee, but our ambassadors is a great place for our members to serve. They are our lifeblood. They're our mouthpiece. They're our heartbeat as they go out throughout the community. They attend our ribbon cuttings, and they really are true ambassadors. Our Government Affairs and Public Policy Committee in 2024, we tracked over 20 bills, most of them around housing, transportation, economic development, and some business bills that we felt like were important that there was a voice. We also took 17 people to Washington, D.C., and we're planning another trip this year. Our Small Business Committee keeps us kind of focused and on what small businesses need and some of the resources that we can help provide. And they're the ones that said, hey, we do a Small Business of the Year award. Can we put them on the same stage as the Titan Awards? And we started that a couple of years ago. because the small businesses really are the lifeblood, and our larger supporters of the sponsor, the chamber, they sponsor us so that we can have those resources to help small business. And they, our committee really helps us stay. They're the ones that tell us, you know, what our next boot camp should be, and how we could make some, bring some tools and some events for small business. Then we have a little fun. We to fulfill all of our commitments in our chamber memberships, we hold 3 golf tournaments. All of my fellow other chamber presidents, they always say 3. But in order to meet our commitments, we need to hold 3. And we held one at River Oaks, Old Mill, and Glenmore last year. As we get started in 2 weeks at Old Mill, and then we'll be at River Oaks in August and Glenmore in September this year. And Shark Tank is, well, we partner with FBLA and DECA to bring the high school students who have participated in those and gone to finals. And last year, those are pictures of our winners. And we have a panel of entrepreneurial judges, and Brandon Fugel is one of them, Beth Colosimo from the Salt Lake Community College, Dave from the Salt Mine, and we had another one from Chase Bank, and I'm missing one, Jamie, but that's all right. Every year they want to come back, and we'd like to rotate judges and give somebody else a chance, but they just keep wanting to come back. And bless Brandon Fugel's heart. He says, you deserve more. And he opens up his wallet and starts bringing out $100 bills to some of these kids. But it's one of those events that I go away from saying, okay, I don't care what I heard on the 10 o'clock news. We're going to be okay. You know, we've got some good leaders coming up and some great minds. Our Titan Awards is that event that's kind of really puts us in a different position as a chamber. And we had a great, in 2024, we honored Sandy Henry, James Clark, Keith McMullen, and then Brian Everson, as I mentioned earlier, was honored with our Small Business of the Year Award. Last year, we moved from Little America to Grand America. This year, we're moving from the Imperial Ballroom at Grand America to the almost, you know, well, 3/4 of the Grand Ballroom, because it's just grown. We held 5 ribbon cuttings in South Jordan last year, and we've got a couple more coming up. I'm looking forward to one coming up in just a week or so at Kenny J's. I hope there's free samples. we welcomed 196 new members in the chamber, 19 from South Jordan. But I would tell you that as Braden and I looked at some numbers, we had somewhere between 110 and 125 South Jordan businesses participate in chamber events last year. And so we just love our partnership. We love being part of South Jordan, and we appreciate your support. If I don't know that you want to ask any questions, but I'm happy to try answer if there are any, or any comments.
Thank you. Does anybody have any questions for Jay?
No, I'm just exhausted just watching that.
We appreciate your support.
I was just going to say, any event I've ever gone to has been, like you said, you come away having had a good experience, connecting. So you're living up to your mission statement. So thank you.
Thank you.
And there are a lot of things that I can think of that weren't even highlighted here, like your support of the Jordan Education Foundation and the Canyons Education Foundation and the events that they have, and support of Envision Utah and being part of the South Valley Chamber is... I think was intended as it grew to really become a force for our business community in the state of Utah, and this strong regional chamber, that's exactly what you are.
Thank you.
We are so grateful as South Jordan City to be part of the South Valley Chamber, and appreciate you and Jamie and your entire team and everything you do for the large and small businesses in South Jordan and across the chamber boundary. You guys, next level. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, thanks.
No applause.
Though. Okay. Okay, next we have our mayor and council reports, and we'll just take a a quick minute, ask everybody to just share just a couple of things since it's been a minute since we've met. Just make them brief, but we just want to take a minute to report back on some of the things that we've been working on here in the city. The lists are kind of long because it's been a minute, and so there's a lot. We'll just kind of keep to the highest level stuff if there's anything you'd like to share that you've been working on right now, because really it's just a chance for us to report back. Anybody like to go first?
I'll go first.
Okay. I know, because we usually go in order from that side or this side, so yes, I don't think you've ever had gone first.
I've never gone first. Yeah. I will go first because I really wanted to give a shout out to Mr. Shelton. I thought his speech at the Memorial Day event was fantastic. I really loved what you said about the Gold Star families and mentioning that he and Robin both had parents that were veterans. So I loved the talk there, and the whole event was beautiful. The other thing that I wanted to mention is that I was able to attend the Envision Utah event on Wednesday. The mayor and Dustin were both there. I absolutely loved being in the room with Governor Leavitt and Brad Wilson, who's the CEO of the new Olympic Committee for 2034, and being in the room and hearing the excitement of the new Olympic venues. Not new venues, we're going to use the old venues. Scratch that from the record. We're using the old venues. They're going to be updated. And but they need 25 to 28,000 volunteers, and I was excited to think about like how I want to engage with the Olympics when they come in 2034. Those are my highlights.
That's awesome. Thank you. Mr. Shelton, would you like to go next?
Yeah, I was just thinking about how I'd engage with the Olympics, and kind of like to be slip sliding on the downhill race course myself. anyway, I have had a lot of meetings. I feel like I'm in 3 or 4 meetings a week between the Jordan River Commission and the Governor's Committee on, or Council on Housing Affordability, and also the Senior Advisory Committee. Hi, guys. Thanks for being here. It's all been good stuff. Good experiences. I can tell you there is just a ton of pressure from the development community and even legislators to just take away local land use decisions. So kind of the tip of the spear on that right now, and I feel like I'm getting beat up pretty well. In that group, they're pretty aggressive about it. I also got an email from a resident that is just, I was tempted to read it, but it's pretty long and I know we're running late, so maybe I'll just forward it to everybody and to you, Dustin. It just speaks volumes about our staff and their interactions with this resident, and thank you for what you do. Anyway, I'll forward it and you can read the letter, but it's great.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thanks. Would you like to comment?
Sure. I attended the Jordan Basin board meeting. Something that's interesting that's going on there is, you know, there's discussions about, you know, expanding, you know, the sewer treatment, and they'll eventually have to build another facility. They'll do it on the same grounds. You know, just like South Jordan City, they have a triple A bond rating. So when the time comes to get that bond, they're going to be in good shape to get a good bond rate. And that's, that fiscal responsibility is so important, you know. So that's good news that's coming from Jordan Basin. Everything's is going really well over there. It was nice to go to the Bees game for the opening of their their sports memorabilia, or what team store is the word I'm looking for. So you know, that was fun. It's good to see all the neighbors getting out, you know, for that. The Memorial Day event was well put on. Luann Jensen does a great job, and this year, you know, I could tell that she really worked with the city staff to put that on. I think in future years, I think there's going to be more and more passing of the torch there. But that event was done well. And again, Mr. Shelton did a great job and speaking there, I've met with many residents on many different issues, you know, over the past couple weeks. There's so many more things we've done, but, you know, just to keep it brief, I'll go ahead and say those are some of the things that I've done most recently. So, yeah.
Okay. Thanks.
Yeah.
Mrs. Johnson?
Well, everything has already been said. So I'll just pass it on to you.
Okay. Thank you. I want to say thank you to everybody who was at the Memorial Day event and to the staff and to Luann Jansen and everybody who puts that together. I missed this year, and Luann insisted that I spend it with my family, and I needed to. We've had some tender losses in my family very recently, and Memorial Day with my family, that is something that they just know that I'll be at our city's Memorial Day event. And this year we did something as a family and really spent that tender time together, and I was grateful. So thank you to everybody who was there, and I heard it was outstanding, and that Mr. Shelton did a great job, and Luann said everything was great, and I was sorry to miss it, but I was grateful for the chance to spend that day with my family. The team store opening, fun, right? Yeah. Fun, really fun. I had the chance, the Urban Land Institute came out and did a big event, and they had a panel. They had myself and Brad Holmes, the president of Larry H. Miller Real Estate, and David Cannon, who's the president of their commercial real estate, and the architect and one of the leads on the project, on the construction team, do a panel for all the Urban Land Institute attendees. And it was done at the new ballpark at America First Square. And they I think the attendees were excited to see it, and they had lots of questions. So there was a moderator, David moderated and asked us lots of questions about how did you all work together to get this done, and then the time. That was a really fun event. That was really nice. And I think people left well informed, and it was good. KUTV invited me to come be on their Meet the Mayor segment on their morning show. So Ron Bird and Mary Nichols and I sat down and chatted, and I mean, it was good. They loved hearing about what cool things. It's not like they haven't heard any of the cool things. So they were excited to talk about the cool things happening here in South Jordan. And that was a really fun opportunity to visit with them and just kind of highlight some of the great things in the city that a lot of folks are aware of, but to get to talk about them a little more. That was fun. The Envision Utah breakfast was fantastic, and really the Olympic plan that will be put together, you know, for all communities across the state to find a way to be part of the Olympics, even if you're not an Olympic venue city, which most of us aren't, is going to be good. I think we have a lot of exciting things coming to the state and opportunities for us as communities. I was asked to give the keynote address at the American Academy of Innovations Charter School here in South Jordan at their commencement. So they had graduation the end of last week, and I had the chance to go and speak at their graduation ceremony. It was great. Those kids are great, and they worked hard, and it's just an honor to get to be at graduation and to get to speak with those kids and see how excited they are and their families and stuff. It's just fun to be there. So I was grateful to get to do that. I got to attend Transit Academy at the Utah Transit Authority, but only part of it. I didn't get to stay. I didn't get to drive a train. I didn't get, because at the same time, right an hour after that started, the governor held a housing meeting called Built Here with some of the mayors across the state at the governor's residence, and it was a deep housing conversation. So we are on the brink of losing all local zoning authority here in the state. There's no question that's on the table, and as we talked about the things that are happening and the good work being done by communities across the state, I think it helped temper some of that response. But just know that is an option on the table, and there are people in the state who are ready to pull that trigger if they don't feel like there's enough being done to assist in building more new housing in the state in an effort to have an impact on supply and demand and bring down the cost of housing in the state of Utah. So I had to leave Transit Academy early to get over to that meeting at the governor's mansion, but there were a lot of really good folks there, good mayors, good leaders from around the state. And Clark Ivory was there, and he pulled me aside and had just very positive things to say about South Jordan. So we're going to keep doing the best we can and trying to help be an example for other cities of the right way to grow and not be overwhelmed with the growth and to get it right. We'll keep working on it. and keep doing everything we can at every other level to hold on to our local zoning authority. In Texas last week, they just passed by right zoning. Their legislature passed by right zoning, and I think they said it was 38 units to the acre anywhere. By right,
oh my gosh.
Put it anywhere.
They did the same thing in Florida, or a similar thing in Florida.
Yes, they did. And California's already had that for a while. It's happening in a lot of places.
And just by way of observation, sorry, Mayor.
No, you're fine.
It obviously hasn't worked in California.
Right.
I mean, their housing prices haven't come down, have they?
Right. Yeah. So we were told that the state is watching very closely, and if they feel like it's working in any of these other states, we'll see every state in the nation take away local zoning authority and just by right any high dense number on any parcel of land without parking requirements or impediments to the land. And so that's what we don't want to have happen. There's got to be good planning. Zoning has to be done thoughtfully. And we are always trying to be part of the housing solution here in South Jordan, not part of the problem. And so anyway, we're up against that. We had our Transit Fresh Look meeting, and I mentioned in our meeting before that we have one meeting left, and the hope is that the 11 cities, I can't remember how many are part of that, but it's the southwest part of Salt Lake County and the northwest part of Utah County, and as we come together on this year-long Transit Fresh Look project, that we will have specific plans in place that can be added to a regional transportation plan and worked on toward building a transit network in our region. And as I said, the South Jordan Parkway is the most prepared for all the metrics to potentially move forward on some kind of a transit route, whether it's an additional bus route or preferably a bus rapid transit dedicated lane to move back and forth between our transit hubs. So anyway, we're still working on it, and we will be, but we're making good progress there. Yesterday, I had the privilege to go to Weber State University up in Ogden to give the keynote address to the American Legion Auxiliary Utah Girls State. And these are high school juniors, these young ladies from all across the state of Utah, and they're there to spend a week intensive learning about government at every level and the process and how it works and to really do a deep dive. And this program's been around for a long, long time. It was very dear to my grandmother's heart. She was really involved with American Legion and with putting on Girls State, and my aunts went. And so anyway, that was a special opportunity. That was really fun. It was cool. And the lady who's the director over this year's Girls State is a South Jordan resident. Mm-hmm. And they asked me to come back next year. So I might get to go do that again. Met with several residents over just different things that we're trying to work on and answer questions or try to help come up with solutions to things that they're interested in. We had the audit committee meeting, and it couldn't have gone better. The audit, our internal audit from the auditor that we hire out to come and do really a lot of deep dives and whatever, it was just really good. And I'm grateful that we're strong and we're following our processes, we're following our policies, we're fiscally in good shape, and we're doing a good job. They couldn't say enough about the gold standard that South Jordan is, about how hard we work to get it right. So thanks to Sunil and to Dustin and everybody who's part of all of that, working on that. And the last thing is Summerfest. Did some social media for Summerfest, just like a live thing to kick it off, to invite people to the parade float preview. You guys have got to see our float. It's so good. I love seeing it. It's so fun. Our float this year is really fun. And so just keep in mind Summerfest this week. Got lots of Summerfest stuff, and the parade is Saturday, so we hope you'll come. And that's my report. Okay, we're now going to open the public comment period. If there's anybody here that would like to speak during public comment, we would invite you to come to the mic and give us your name and address for the record. And everyone gets 3 minutes, and you can share anything you'd like. We promise that we will be respectful to you, because we really take our civil dialogue seriously here in South Jordan, and we ask the same in return, so we can all work on things for the city that we love so much. So with that, I'll turn the time, if there's anyone here in person that would like to speak, the time is now yours.
Mayor Ramsey, members of the City Council, my name is Bruce Parker, and my address is 10328 Crowing Drive. I just wanted to come for a moment. Last Tuesday evening, my family had the need to call 911, and your emergency medical response team from the Daybreak station responded, and the fire department from the 40th West station came. I could not tell you how impressive and how professional they are. I know you have this budget discussion. There is not enough money. People could pay those people to come when you need them. So I just want to recognize, I don't know if there's any fire personnel in the room, but
our chief is right there.
Hello, Chief. Bryce was there, and one of his associates, and I think it was Nick, that was driving the ambulance, but I wanted to come and just communicate that to you, Mayor and City Council members. We so appreciate that quality of service and professionalism they provided. So I hope you can communicate to that to them. The second point I would like to make, and by the way, thank you for all the work you do on our behalf. It's truly often unrecognized, but we talk about it in our homes and say thank you for all you do, but we don't share that with you either. So my apologies on that. The second point, we have a wonderful splash pad facility on 40th on South Jordan Parkway, just right by the fire station, heavily used. And thank you again for that facility. And everyone seems to come from hither and yon to use that. However, I am a regular driver on South Jordan Parkway, and I get concerned sometimes for when we have the parking in the fire station parking lot, but when it's heavily used, we get a lot of parking on South Jordan Parkway. And I worry about children darting out and parents taking their children out of their vehicles right on that four-lane highway. And I just worry about that. I know we've got the flashing 35-mile-per-hour light there, but I'm wondering, I'll defer to the experts in the room and those who are much more skilled than I am of managing small children and shepherding to where they need to go. But if there's a way we could put some sort of a warning light or something that when it's heavily used, I worry about 35 miles per hour, and maybe it should be 20 or 25 just going up that rise. So that's my comment. I just wanted to leave that with you. Thank you for all you do, and thank you for your staff. You've recognized them, but we appreciate it at Residence. Thank you, Mayor and members of the council. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Thank you for that, Bruce. We hope everything's okay.
Everything's fine. Thank you. Thank you for the expertise of getting us where we needed to go. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Is there anyone else here that would like to speak during this public comment period? If so, you're welcome to come on up.
Robin Pierce at 3963 Cawdor Street. I wanted to find out regarding the Bangor expansion. Just north of Sky and Bangor, that neighborhood, Elk Valley, in that neighborhood, where on Newkirk, I think 11 homes were purchased and taken down. What's going to happen in that area? Is there going to be a park at that curve? It's behind what used to be the old Walmart. Now it belongs to the Jordan School District, I believe.
It does. Uh-huh. Yeah. I'd have to turn to Brad Clavino and see if he knows anything about that.
Yeah, there. Most of it is going to be a storm basin, and we're working with UDOT to do some water-wise landscaping of it. It won't really be an active park or anything like that. There are a couple lots that they're going to save and try to sell to have homes built on them. So right behind the old the shopping center there, mm-hmm. that lot they're keeping to sell, and then
at the curve.
Yeah.
Of the cul-de-sac?
Right, at the knuckle there, whatever. And then, there'll be a storm basin. And at the end of that, there's another lot they want to keep to sell, to build a home on. I think that one's going to require a zone change because of the, not so much the density, but because of the size of the lot.
Because it's going to be very shallow, right? Because you have the wall right there.
Correct, yeah. So that's UDOT's plans. They own the lots right now. So.
Okay. Okay, and then all that other strip, is that going to be part of a basin?
Yes, in between those two areas.
The wall and the curb?
Yeah, there'll be a storm basin.
Okay, is that going to be grassed?
No, it'll be more of a water-wise landscaping, probably some rock with some plants up on top and maybe some trees around it. We kind of, you know, with the water-wise stuff, we've gone away with just turfing them. And it would have never been sized in the slopes to really be active anyhow.
So. Do you think they will get to that the end of this year or it'll be next year?
They're supposed to be completely done by October 18th. As far as I've been waiting for a year for the design so we can see what the betterment costs are, and I asked again today about that. So they should be getting that to us shortly, but everything's supposed to be done by October 18th. That's their commitment.
Okay, all right. And then just one last thing about the dog park that I mentioned last time. Should I send you an email? Has there been any discussion? Because as I mentioned last time is that, you know, the surrounding towns have dog parks. I feel like we should have a dog park too.
You're welcome to send an email, spell out kind of what you talked about when you came before. If you want to put it in an email, it's great.
Okay, that'd and be great. Send it to you, Mary
Ann. You can send it to any of us, yeah.
Okay, yeah. All right, thank you.
Thank you. Is there anyone else here in person that would like to speak? Okay. All right, seeing none, we'll close this public comment period. Thank you. All right, we have some action items. We have G1, Resolution R-2025-30 regarding certain parcels owned by the dissolved Glenmore Special Service District and authorizing the mayor to sign quit claim deed transferring ownership of those parcels. We're going to turn to our Assistant City Manager, Don Tingey. This is a kind of a cleanup thing. You want to go ahead and take it?
Yeah, this is a cleanup item of many years. Just for the audience's information, the Glenmore Service District existed years ago and was dissolved in 2001, and the City Council took over the duties of the Special Service District, which was then dissolved. Before it was dissolved, however, there's five city parks that were not transferred to the city's ownership, although the city had been for years maintaining them and has ever since been maintaining these properties. There's an item of issue that came up and we needed a deed to the property in order to show ownership. And so this action here will quit claim the park properties to the city's ownership as the City Council acting in behalf of the dissolved Special Service District. So,
24, these are already our parks and we already own
24 them. Years in the making.
Signing some additional
yep.
paper.
They're already our parks and we're maintaining them. And so no change in use of anything, just the ownership.
Yeah. Okay. Anybody have any questions for Mr. Tingey, or is there a motion on Resolution R-2025-30?
Mayor, I'll make a motion to approve Resolution R-2025-30 as stated.
Thank you. We have a motion by Mrs. Zander. Is there a second?
I'll second the motion.
Thank you. Second by Mr. Shelton. Any additional discussion to this? Okay.
I guess there is a map up there if you had any questions about where the parks are.
Okay. Thank you. Seeing no other questions, we'll turn to our city recorder and ask if you would please lead the council in a roll call vote.
Councilmember Zander?
Yes.
Councilmember Shelton?
Yes.
Councilmember Harris?
Yes.
And Councilmember Johnson?
Yes.
Okay. That'll be good to have that cleaned up and just taken care of. Yeah, that's good. Thank you. Okay, I'm going to ask for a motion to recess our city council meeting and move us to the redevelopment agency meeting. Can I get a motion for that?
So moved.
Second.
Thank you. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? All right, welcome to the Redevelopment Agency meeting for the City of South Jordan. It's amazing how fast we transition. Just didn't even see that happen, did you? Okay, tonight we have a public hearing on Resolution RDA 2025-02, adopting a final budget for the Redevelopment Agency of the City of South Jordan, Utah, for the fiscal year 2025-2026. We're going to turn to our CFO, Mr. Sunil Naidu, to present this to the Redevelopment Agency Board.
Thank you, Madam Chair, members of the board. This is, as Madam Chair, as you mentioned, this is the final budget for the Redevelopment Agency of South Jordan City. A month ago, May 3rd, you approved the tentative budget, and that budget was made available through the recorder's office for public's inspection and comments and whatnot. And so here we are today holding the public hearing on that budget so that the budget is effective as of July 1 as we begin the new fiscal year ending June 30th of next year. Just for your information, I have not received any public comment on this as of today. Madam Chair, I would turn it over to you, and after public comment, I will be happy to answer any questions.
Thank you. Appreciate that. All right, I'm now going to open the public hearing on Resolution RDA 2025-02, adopting a final budget for the Redevelopment Agency of the City of South Jordan, Utah for the fiscal year 2025-2026. Is there anyone here in person that would like to speak to this public hearing, to this item specifically? If so, you're invited to come on up and... Nope, okay. Is there anyone online that would like to speak to this specific public hearing item? Okay, seeing none, we will close the public hearing and turn to the Redevelopment Agency Board to see if any of you have any questions or if there is a motion on this.
Madam Chair, I'll move that we approve Resolution RDA 2025-02, adopting a final budget for the Redevelopment Agency of the City of South Jordan, Utah.
All right, thank you. We have a motion by Board Member Harris. Is there a second?
Second.
Thank you. Second by Board Member Johnson. Any additional discussion?
I'd like to make a comment, if that's all right.
Yes, here. Go ahead.
I just want to note that the RDA housing funds, so the set-aside funds for housing, we have just north of $10 million there now, as I recall. Is that correct, Mr. Nugent?
Absolutely.
And I'm just... really grateful to the staff and previous councils for the foresight to accumulate those funds so that we can use them to help acquire a new senior
big
housing
things.
And senior center. So that's where some of the funding will come from, and really appreciate the efforts to create that. So.
Thank you. Anyone else? Okay, thank you. All right, we have a motion and a second on the table, so I would turn to our recorder and ask Mrs. Crookston, would you please lead this board in a roll call vote?
Board Member Harris?
Yes.
Board Member Johnson?
Yes.
Board Member Shelton?
Yes.
And Board Member Zander?
Yes.
Thank you. That is approved. All right, I'm going to ask for a motion to adjourn the Redevelopment Agency meeting and return us to our regular City Council meeting.
So moved.
Second.
All right. Motion by Mrs. Johnson and a second by Mrs. Zander. All in favor, please say aye.
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 Any opposed? Welcome back. You're back to being a council and a mayor instead of a board and a chair. So we are here now for a public hearing on Resolution R-2025-21, adopting a final budget, making appropriations for the support of the City of South Jordan for the fiscal year commencing July 1, 2025 and ending June 30, 2026, and determining the rate of tax and levying taxes upon all real and personal property within South Jordan City, Utah, made taxable by law for year 2025. Mr. Naidu, please take it away.
Thank you. It's so much easier to say thank you, Mayor and Council.
It's weird to say board, and it's just,
yes,
it's so different, but yeah, you have to think through that.
Yes, so this is the remaining, the rest of the city's budget as required by the statutes. City is required to adopt a tentative budget and then approve and make that available to the public for their inspection and review, and then hold a public hearing, and that's what we are doing tonight, holding a public hearing, and we are required to advertise ahead of time of this public hearing, which we did. And also, as Mayor, as you mentioned, that this final amended budget also is required to set the tax rate for the all real and personal properties within the city. And so I just wanted to take a few extra minutes on this particular budget. This is the budget where we have a general fund budget, we have a other governmental fund budget like special revenues and things like that, as well as we have the enterprise budget all inclusive in this packet here. So we are talking about the whole budget here. And for the benefit of our residents or whoever is looking at the packet or would be have a chance to review, I put a little summary sheet, summary sheet in front of the budget document. And just a couple of things that I wanted to point out to at this moment. Just look at the historical tax rate. I mean, that basically indicates that our city is growing. Value is, you know, there's appreciation in values as well as new growth, a combination on the net of both makes it where the tax rate goes down, as you are very well aware. You know, when the taxable value goes up, the tax rate comes down. So my expectation is that it will follow the same path, and the tax rate will go down. And as you all know, the tax rate is calculated by the tax commission and given to us. So we have an option whether to accept the tax rate calculated by the tax commission in conjunction with the county assessor's office, or city set its own tax rate. If city decides to set its own tax rate, then we have to obviously have a public hearing here, what is called a truth in taxation. This year, this budget does not propose any truth in taxation or change in taxes or increase in taxes, but to accept the taxes that will be calculated and given to us by the tax commission. Quickly, I just wanted to mention from the general fund perspective, a quick chart where most of the money is coming from to fund the operations of the city. You can see taxes, sales tax is a huge part of the revenue source for the general fund. And over the last few years, sales tax has been quite not steady. Few years ago, we saw almost 30% increase, and now we are back to about 2-3% increase. So it's fluctuating quite a bit, and it's becoming where it's not. I mean, I guess it's a good thing that we have a huge tax base, but at the same time, it's not really stable at this time. Largest expenditure for the general fund, obviously, is the employees. We have almost 400 employees in the general fund, and employees do cost a lot. And to provide all the services required. And then followed by a special revenue funds, and like I mentioned, that includes all the other governmental type funds. Not all of them have a whole bunch of employees, so you can see the expenditures are going mostly towards projects or other things. And then we have the enterprise fund. Enterprise fund is just like a business that runs, that charges its own fees to provide the water, and most of the revenues comes from the user fees there. We have a couple of debt still on the books. And there are newer debt. When we built the public safety building and the fire station, we issued the bonds for those. And also we have a special assessment when Daybreak came about quite some time ago. And we also have a RDA and sales tax back bond. Wanted to just quickly mention and to you, Mayor, thank you for your hard work and counsel, where, over the last few years, we got almost $60 million in grants and legislative appropriations and all the hard work that you guys have done, and we have that. And that is just, that amount is just what came through our financial system. There are others that, Mayor, I know you have worked on very hard that flew through for the projects through UDOT or other stuff, which is not listed here. But we know that, you know, we've received a considerable amount of funds that we were able to accomplish a lot of projects within South Jordan. So that has been very helpful. We do have a lot of capital projects in the books right now. Almost $15 million worth of projects have been proposed for this this upcoming fiscal year. And it's listed over here by funding source, how they will be funded. And the very last thing I want to mention also, the capital projects that you approve, obviously it's a multi-year projects, ongoing projects through year after year that we, you know, project starts but does not finish this next year. Sometimes it takes a couple of two, three, four years. And so the projects currently in books that Mayor and Council you have approved in the past, totals, you know, upward of $30 million that are still in the books that we are working on. Our staff is making sure those projects are moving and will be completed soon. With that, Mayor, I want to just turn the time back over to you for public comments, and then I'll be happy to answer any questions.
Thank you so much. Going back through your through this on page one, the historical tax rates, I mean, I look at that and I'm not sure people can appreciate what that means, because the state allows us to assess a 0004 and we're not even close to that, right? Yeah, not even close. Wow. I appreciate this so much. This is good information, and now we want to hear from the people. If there's anybody who wants to weigh in on this, I'm going to open the public hearing on Resolution R-2025-21, adopting a final budget, making appropriations for the support of the City of South Jordan for the fiscal year commencing July 1, 2025, and ending June 30th, 2026, and determining the rate of tax and levying taxes upon all real and personal property within South Jordan City, Utah, made taxable by law for year 2025. Is there anyone here in person that would like to speak to this? Seeing none, is there anyone online that would like to speak to this specific item? Okay. Seeing none, we will close the public hearing and turn to the council and see if anyone has any additional questions for Mr. Naidu.
Just want to thank you so much for all the hard work you and all of the staff put into keeping our city going and not increasing taxes, I think, especially right now when things are a little unsteady. But I know there's only so many rabbits you can pull out of the hat. And just want to thank you so much, because I know that you work on it really hard. And I appreciate it personally, and I know the citizens of our community do too.
Thank you.
I, of course, sent my normal morning of the budget discussion email to Mr. Naidu. I hope you all appreciate how much time I'm saving us by doing that.
We do.
Instead of asking all those questions in this meeting. But he answered them. I hope you've all had a chance to review them. And I appreciate that. There are a couple of things that I would like to mention. I think that I'm pretty sure that every year, that every budget that I've had a chance to vote on, I have we've added additional officers to our police force. Now, this year, we're not authorizing additional police officers, so that's a first. And that said, I spoke with Mr. Lewis, and we are short right now 4 officers. So with the officers that we're authorizing, the police force could add an additional 4 by the end of this fiscal year. They'd be able to add an additional 4 officers. So So there's still opportunity for growing the police force, and so I feel good about that. I'm also really impressed by the senior staff who are all sitting around here, and all of the employees who are taking an incredibly small increase in salary to keep us within budget in a very tight budget year. I'm also really pleased that we have over 30% of our general fund in a rainy day fund. So those are all really great things. And I appreciate the diligent effort that all of you make, and Mr. Naidu, and I appreciate the fact that we're able to keep our taxes where they are rather than layering an increase onto our residents in a time when, you know, inflation's been a problem recently. So thank you very much.
Thank you. Anyone have anything else?
I could say something.
Yes, please go ahead.
I very much appreciate your comments, Mr. Shelton, and every year that I've been on council with you, we all lean on your expertise. Your financing background lends itself greatly, and I, for one, that's not my strength as much as yours, so thank you.
You're a great negotiator, though.
I have my strengths. Thanks. So to that same point, I'm always grateful for Don's, Mr. Shelton's comments and questions and lists that we can always count on you to share with the staff, and I listen to your comments and go, oh yeah, I'm so glad you thought of that. The other thing I just want to make share with the public is, in addition to Mr. Naidu, I really appreciate our manager, Mr. Lewis, who is constantly working on optimizing the talent of the people in our city. And we had discussions about this earlier, but I really have, being a business owner and having employees of my own, not at the level that Dustin does, it's so valuable to take the skill sets and the talents of your people and be able to shift and maneuver and position people correctly. That's a skill set. And so thank you, Mr. Lewis, for doing that, because that definitely keeps our budget in check. And to your point, I'm sure there's cities across the state that are doing tax increases, and we're not. And I am so grateful that we're sitting on the council and at this time that we've been able to be lean and careful. So thank you to staff and especially Mr. Lewis for your leadership. So that's it.
Thank you. Okay. I just want to echo those comments. We have an amazing team, and they work hard all year round. It's not like we wait and start working on budgets in February, right. You know, or March. Thank you.
Right.
This is... It's a sacrifice and it's a labor of love, especially when the increase is as small as it is. And I just appreciate it. And thanks for hanging in there with us. And I think we are aware that, you know, it just came out that Salt Lake City's Police Department is asking for a 12.5% increase in their budget for salaries. And I mean, these are the things we're always, this is just what we're always working on and always dealing with. And it's hard. It's not easy. Thank you for your expertise and your commitment to being as efficient as possible. We are the most fiscally conservative community that I even know of, because we really stretch every penny as far as it can stretch and still provide our outstanding service. Thank you, Sunil and Dustin and everyone, all of you, for all of your work putting this together. Just appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you, Mayor. I mean, same goes to Mayor and Council. I mean, you guys have spent a lot of time going through strategic planning meeting or budget meetings, and, you know, council members one-on-one sitting down, going through, combing through budgets. So you guys have spent a lot of time in this process as well. And department heads, I mean, you know, they are awesome. I actually know cities where every department is the silo by themselves, and they don't talk to each other, and the city, how they function and how the budget, I mean, it's really almost a chaos kind of thing. And I have not seen a team as good as South Jordan's. And I think these guys are amazing, yes, for sure.
Thank you, because that kind of silos results in a lot of waste and redundancies. And we don't have that here because we can't afford to have that here, right? We don't.
Mayor, can I make one more comment? One thing slipped my mind. I appreciate the page that Mr. Naidoo showed with nearly $60 million in grants that have come to the city. And I know that the staff have worked hard to make a lot of that happen, but I also know a lot of that's happened because of you. And
thank you. Yep. Thank
I appreciate that.
Thanks.
A lot of hard work.
Yeah, and it's paying off. Yeah. We're getting a lot of projects done, and we've had hundreds of millions more invested into our infrastructure and into our economic development. And yeah, thank you. Yeah, so we got to keep up the great work, everybody, because this is what we need to do. Thank you. All right, I'm going to ask if there is a motion. And I always read it because this is so important, we have to get it right. So apologies for the redundancy, but it's the process and it's the right way to do it. I will ask if there's a motion on resolution R2025-21, adopting a final budget, making appropriations for the support of the City of South Jordan for the fiscal year commencing July 1, 2025, and ending June 30th, 2026, and determining the rate of tax and levying taxes upon all real land and personal property within South Jordan City, Utah, made taxable by law for year 2025. Is there a motion?
Madam Mayor, I'll move to approve resolution R2025-21 as you have stated. I'll sorry second. To cut in there.
That's okay. I'll just second it.
Okay. The motion by Mr. Shelton, will give the second to Mrs. Johnson. Thank you very much. Any additional discussion? All right, Mrs. Crookston, would you please lead a roll call vote?
Councilmember Shelton?
Yes.
Councilmember Johnson?
Yes.
Councilmember Harris?
Yes.
And Councilmember Zander?
Yes.
Thank you. All right, we have resolution R2025-31 stating proposed compensation increases for specific city officers. This will also be presented by Mr. Naidoo, and this came about as of legislation from last year. Right?
Yes.
So we'll let you go ahead and take it away, and then we'll open a public hearing on that.
Thank you, Mayor. You are correct. That legislation was passed by the legislature last year, and we, for the first time, we did that last year during the budget session. And this is the second year that we're doing this, where the code requires us to hold a public hearing prior to any proposed compensation increase for selected executive offices of the city. With this resolution, we have those listed. The only thing I wanted to mention is that I have the column labeled wrong, so it's my bad. Instead of a cost of living adjustment of 1% to those executive offices of the city, it should be noted that there would be a 1% merit increase. So that is the proposal.
A 1% merit increase and a 0%. Cost of living.
That is correct. Yes.
Thank you. Okay, thank you. I'm going to now open the public hearing on resolution R2025-31 stating proposed compensation increase for the specific city officers. Is there anyone here in person that would like to speak to this? Okay, seeing none, is there anyone online that would like to speak to this? Okay. Seeing none, we'll close the public hearing and turn to the council and see if anyone has any questions. I just have a comment. I wish it wasn't 1%, and I hope that it will. I look forward to the day when it's not 1%. Okay. Is there a motion on resolution R2025-31 stating proposed compensation increases for the specific city officers?
Mayor, I move that we approve resolution R2025-31 for the proposed compensation increases for the
for this specific city officers.
Thank you. We have a motion by Mrs. Johnson. Is there a second?
I'll second the motion.
Thank you. Any additional discussion?
Madam Mayor, would it be okay, because it was mentioned by Mr. Nadeau, if the staff, after vote, assuming it passes, if staff changes the 1% over to merit and so it reflects what we're actually doing?
Yes, and that would be appropriate in a...
it's been mentioned. I think everybody knows what we're talking about. We'll just amend the form, and so it'll reflect what the intent was.
Yeah, thank you for just putting that on the record and stating that. Okay, any other questions or comments? Okay, my comment is our staff works really hard and they deserve more than 1%, and we'll do what we can to get you there. So with that, will you please lead a roll call vote?
Councilmember Johnson?
Yes.
Councilmember Shelton?
Yes.
Councilmember Harris?
Yes.
And Councilmember Zander?
Yes.
Thank you. All right. We have a public hearing for Ordinance 2025-13, fixing the compensation for the South Jordan elective and statutory officers. This also came about last year during the legislative session.
Thank you, Mayor. That is correct that we did this last year. We require us to do this via ordinance for the elective and the statutory officers, therefore this ordinance. Last year, for these officers, we did a schedule. And in the schedule, we proposed or projected a 3% increase in schedule. However, as you just realize, or know that we are unable to maintain a 3% increase, so we have to having to reduce it to just 1%. So I'm having to change the schedule to only show 1%. Instead of the 3% previously we did last year. So this ordinance adjusted that schedule to reflect the 1%.
Thank you. Okay. Thank you. I'm now gonna open the public hearing on Ordinance 2025-13, fixing the compensation for the South Jordan elective and statutory officers. Is there anyone here in person that would like to speak to that? Thank you. Is there anyone online that would like to speak to this? Okay. Seeing none, we'll close that public hearing and turn to the council to see if there's a motion on this.
Madam Mayor, I'll move that we approve Ordinance 2025-13.
Thank you. Is there a second?
I'll second that.
Thank you. Any additional discussion to this? Do you have anything?
No.
Okay. Seeing none, Mrs. Crookston, would you please?
Councilmember Shelton?
Yes.
Councilmember Zander?
Yes.
Councilmember Harris?
Yes.
And Councilmember Johnson?
Yes.
Thank you. That is approved. All right. We are going to go to our final public hearing of the night, Ordinance 2025-04, vacating a portion of Linger Lane right-of-way between Easy B Road and Lake Avenue. These names are awesome, and you can guess what they're close to. We're gonna turn to our Director of Planning, our new Director of Planning and Economic Development, Brian Priest. And also, it's weird for me to have you sitting on that side. I was looking for you over here. I'm like, where the heck is Brian Priest? I know he's here, and then I'm like, oh yes, he has switched.
I don't know if I
he's gone to the dark side, I guess.
Yeah, I got
I don't
to the dark.
Yeah. So, anyway.
They told me that's the cool side.
The cool side.
Since I'm on that, I guess I'll believe it.
He'll be able to figure that out. We'll decide. Yeah. Anyway, please, Mr. Priest, take it away.
Okay. Now, this is very simple. We talked about this in the meeting, but the applicant, the Larry H. Miller Real Estate, is proposing to make a vacation of some roadway that's on Linger Lane between Easy B Road and Lake Avenue. They shifted a few things to make the lots work better. There are no new lots. It's been, these lots, the land vacated will go to the adjacent property owners, which is the applicant. So that's pretty simple as that. We've done dozens of these. So if you have any questions, after the public hearing.
Great, thank you. All right, I'm going to open the public hearing now on ordinance 2025-04, vacating a portion of the Linger Lane right of way between Easy B Road and Lake Avenue. Is there anyone here in person that would like to speak to this item? Okay, seeing none, is there anyone online that would like to speak to this? Okay, seeing none, we will close the public hearing and see if the council has any questions. So I drove over there the other day. I drove as far west as the development goes in the city, and you're like, on U-111, like we're like this close to it right there, and the sheep are grazing on Doug's land right there. And I saw for the first time ever, I've lived here more than 20 years, a squirrel running across the paved street over there on the farthest west end of the development. And I went, what? That won't last long, I'm afraid. But it's kind of fun to see, but I could not believe, I just can't believe it's just gone so far.
Well, this past 2 or 3 years, all of a sudden we've had squirrels really? In our neighborhood. Yeah. And we never had them before.
Okay. Well, that's the first one I've ever seen. And there was hopefully nothing out there when I moved into the city.
We'll ship some over to you.
No, thanks. Thank you.
And Mayor, I forgot to mention that Wagner Soares from Laird H. Miller is here if you have any questions of him.
Thank you. Is there anything that you would like to share on behalf of the applicant? Okay, thank you. This isn't a very sticky request, right? It's kind of...
It's pretty routine.
We've done a lot of these.
Fairly routine.
It's just very... it's just clean up. Just get it exactly right. So
you can't develop 4,200 acres and get everything exactly right.
Right. 20 years ago.
Right. Okay. Any questions?
Go ahead. I do have a little personal comment. I just had a darling family of 3 children, mom and a dad. He works at the prison. They just sold their home in Founders Park, Daybreak. And they just bought a home on Easy B. So when I saw this come on the agenda, I said to him, you're way out on the west side. They're so excited to have a home. They're moving out of a townhome into a single family home. So there are hundreds of people being affected by every little move you make, Larry H. Miller team. So thank you for being thoughtful. And they were so ecstatic to be moving on to Easy B. Is that the cutest name of a rose? Cutest family. Anyway, I'll let them know we've talked about them slightly at City Council.
Good. And that we welcome them to their new home.
Yes, they're such a cute family.
That's awesome. Anyone have anything else? Okay, thank you. I'll ask if there's a motion on ordinance 2025-04, vacating a portion of Linger Lane right off, I don't know, I'm tired, right of way between Easy B Road and Lake Avenue. Is there a motion on that?
Madam Mayor, I'll move to approve ordinance 2025-04 as stated.
Thank you. We have a motion by Mrs. Zander. Is there a second?
I'll second.
Thank you, Mr. Harris. Any additional discussion to this? Okay. Would you please lead a roll call vote?
Councilmember Zander?
Yes.
Councilmember Harris?
Yes.
Councilmember Johnson?
Yes.
And Councilmember Shelton?
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you, and thank you. Thanks for hanging in there with us. Okay, we're going to turn to our city manager, Mr. Dustin Lewis, for staff reports and calendaring items.
I just want to add my thanks to the passing of the budget. A lot of work goes into that, so thank you for that. And thank you to all of these folks that made it possible. They can rest for a few days, but Jason and Don and I have already met this week to start discussing putting the budget together for next year already. So we'll rest for a week and then we're right back into it. You'll notice behind you there are some bags for each of you that has your gear that you will need to participate in Summerfest. I think there's a shirt and some other things and the other things that you'll need for the morning of the parade. There's also a map in there. I discussed earlier, remember the breakfast location is changed this year. If you have any questions at all, please reach out to me and we'll guide you through that. Outside of that, I think that's all I have for you this evening.
Okay. I would like the time to be noted because we did well. We did well.
Can I make a fun remark?
Yes.
I would love to see the cool side and the other side do a tug of war. Could we organize that at some point? Yes. Staff versus staff tug of war? Teresa's on your side. She's a massive, buff hiking woman. And we've got the police over here and the fire over there.
She's ultra competitive.
I got know. Anna saying, heck yes.
Wouldn't that be so
got
fun?
Ray going, no, no.
Yeah. See, you've got Anna who'll just fly over the rope. awesome. Isn't that a great idea? Tug of war, you guys, do it. I'm serious, right here, City Hall. Nobody's agreeing. I think it's, Jason, we'll organize it. Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
No. The question is, who gets Rachel?
Yeah.
She's an athlete.
Yeah.
She'll
film it.
Yeah.
They have Teresa, and I don't think she's ever lost
anything. Oh, that's good. See, that's your asset over here.
That's awesome.
So we'll take bets on who we think will win. That would be super fun.
And I wanted to mention, too, I was going to say something when Mr. Tingey stood up to do his, too, and then it just felt like that was not an appropriate time to break the flow, so I didn't. But we would like to congratulate you, too, and thank our administrative team that we have, our city manager and two assistant city managers, both carrying heavy loads, doing different work that's very complimentary and important. So thank you. Thank you, Jason. Thank you, Don, all of you. Thank you. Okay, with that, well more than 30 minutes in advance, I'd like to ask for a motion to adjourn.
So moved. I'll second.
Thank you. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
All right, we are adjourned. Thank you. Hey, thank